Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, y'all got to forgive me. I'm a little bit hyped right now, only because I am actually doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm sorry. Anyway, oh, we got a caller. Hold on, caller. Hold on just a hot second, sweetie. this is the second episode of, what is the show called? I got so many shows, so many this, so many that. Yeah, I think it's called Angel Cards Speak, and the premise of this show is for me to pull your angel cards, give you exactly what you need, and send you on your way. If you need more, that's when you click on my website and follow the directives, all right? But for now, all I'm doing is pulling cards, giving you what your angels have for you today, and sending you on your way. Before I bring this caller on, I want to do the Red Hawk Energy Release Cleansing affirmation, or is it energy cleansing release affirmation? Whatever it is, honey, we can ready to clear the energy. I need for you guys to wave your hands up in the air and wave them like you just don't care. Yes, honey, I'm trying to get y'all hyped on this Wednesday just in case y'all need a little oomph. All right, so close your eyes, take a deep breath, and blow it out. Repeat after me. Universe, I am ready to be made whole again. Universe, I consciously open myself to release. Universe, today I become reborn. Today I redirect my thoughts, my energy, my everything onto a progressive, positive path. I release all negative feelings associated with every negative situation that I have encountered in this life. I give it all back to you. I call into existence peace, joy, love, trust, respect. respect, honor, courage, confidence, compassion, support, strength, understanding, forgiveness, healing power, financial abundance, and a clear thought process. I thank you in advance for recognizing all of my needs and taking me on this new journey, one which I deserve and I am ready for. And so it shall be. And so it shall be. And so it shall be. All right, we're going to take another deep breath. This time before we blow it out, we're going to imagine ourselves mighty winds blowing away all of our cares, our concerns, our worries, our heartaches, our heartbreaks, our stresses, our exes, anything that is not of use. Hello, anything that is not of use, get rid of it. Let's blow it away. Let's go, y'all. Breathe in and blow out. Some of y'all need to keep blowing. Don't faint now. Anyway, welcome to your new day. That is what I call the Red Hawk Energy Cleansing Release Affirmation, better known as or shortened as the RECRA. RECRA, y'all. Anyway, let's get this show started. We're going to bring in this first caller. I think I know who it is, but I'm not sure. I'm just going to bring him on. Hopefully it's somebody.
You know
that
what?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Well, you got to excuse the hypeness, honey. I'm on fire. Are you calling in for your angel card reading?
Yes, I am.
Well, I thank you. All right. So I got 10 decks here, sweetie. Is there a specific area that you would like for me to pull in regards to?
Love, I guess someone special, love.
Oh, wow. And I have my relationship deck in my hand. All right. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's new already. Let me go ahead and pull for you, Sonny. So how did you find me? Let me ask that while I'm shuffling, pulling.
On Facebook. You're my Facebook friend.
I'm your Facebook friend. For real?
Yeah.
All right, that's what's up, because, I mean, I don't hear from y'all, so I'm happy to hear from anybody. So thank you for calling in. For real. For real. Okay, honey, I'm going to shuffle 3 times, and I'm just going to pull straight off the top here and see what the cards have for you. Okay, so your first card was the chemistry card. All right, it speaks of there's a strong magnetic attraction here. Okay, you also got the finance and career card. Now, this ain't got nothing to do with romance, but we all know that without finance, sometimes romance is crazy, right? Hello? So you did get the finance and career card. We talked about financial issues are a factor in your love life right now. Your future card.
I read children
card. Oh my goodness, girl! If you don't tell me folks, y'all came out in the back. Hello. You are live on radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can hear me now.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, tell them they need to be there, like out of your earshot and mine too. But anyway, your future card is the children card, which speaks about your love life is being affected by children. Now, sweetheart, based on these pools, would you say that these cards are on point or not?
Yeah, they're on point.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like, what's going on? I don't have any more callers right now, so we can talk about your issues. What's really going on?
I go with this person, and, you know, they've been gone since Saturday. Said they was going out of town. And haven't heard from them since. And, like, I don't know if he dead or alive. And, like, his phone just went straight to voicemail. and that's not him. And he missed already 2 days of work. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy.
So he's
so I don't know whether I need a, yeah, I don't know if I need to call or do a missed report.
You know what? I went through the same thing, girl. And most times we over here worrying, and they just on a mission.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just stressed.
Okay. Okay. So tell me this: is this person supposed to be your exclusive significant other?
Yeah, we've been together for 3 years.
And he MIA.
Yeah, this is something that he wouldn't do. I don't. That's why I don't know.
And he went missing right before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Honey, let me ask you this because I'm a detective too. So, like, were you all having any issues before he went MIA? Like arguments?
No.
No.
I mean, he was going to town with his family, whatever, and created his family, but we talked Sunday, and the last text, he texted me, was like, okay, and now Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, his phone going straight to voicemail, so I don't know what to do or what should I do.
Okay, well, I'm going to pull from another deck. Well, you know what, we're going to keep it in the romance department. I do have a deck called the True Love Tarot deck, and this one sometimes gets more deeper than the other one. And like the other card pool said, you know, there was chemistry, finance, and career was affecting your love life, also something about children. So let me go into this second romance deck and see what it's going to tell us. And I'm hopefully we're going to pull about this little mystery that's going on. You said there was no arguments or anything. So, you know, sometimes when folks get around their family members, honey, they do forget about us. I've gone through that too, my own self. It's like, man, you told me you can't even stand your family, but you can stand them enough not to contact me? Excuse you? Honey, they can be funny sometimes. Well, we got the Seven of Wings card, which is the opposition card. We also got the Determination card. We also got the Crossroads card, okay? Now, let's go into these pools. Opposition. Now, you said y'all wasn't arguing before he went out of town and all that jazz. I thought he just disappeared, but you said he went with family members. So, okay, that's cool. But opposition, this opposition card, you said there wasn't any arguing before he went out of town, but have you all been, you know, have you all had issues in the past? You know what I'm saying? You said you've been with him.
Yeah, we had issues in the past, but talked about them and talked them out.
So that's why we got the opposition card, because sometimes you guys are on opposing sides of an argument. But you also got the determination card, which says that you are very determined to keep this relationship going because you love him. Correct?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, I know, honey. Sometimes what we won't do for love, honey. But this determination card, you know, it's just showing me that you are determined to keep this thing moving and grooving. But your future card is the Crossroads card, which is where you are right now. You at a crossroads. Like, excuse you, I ain't heard from you in 2-3 days. I mean, it's Wednesday. You ain't heard from him since Sunday. His phone is going to voicemail. Yes, honey, you are at a crossroads because you got to ask this child when he finds his way back home what was really going on. I mean, excuse you. We don't do that over here.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, y'all need to do some communicating. And not to say you got to leave him or nothing, but, honey, I mean, dead or alive, he got you over here worried and stuff, and that's just not cool for somebody that's supposed to care about you.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So those are the pulls from the romance deck. We're going to go over here to a whole different deck that ain't got nothing to do with romance to give you some insight and some inspiration and whatever else you might need to get through this time until he returns, you know, because, I mean, I would be worried, too. You've been with him for 3 years. Do y'all live together?
Yeah, we stay together.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all like husband and wife, and he's MIA. No, I consider when folks live together, they live in a married lifestyle. So that's why I said husband and wife. You don't go missing like that from your dearly beloved. I mean, come on now. That's not cool. But let me give you some upliftment, honey, because I feel like that's what you need at the time. So let's see what this deck has for you. Okay, the first card I pulled was the Three of Water card, which talks about a celebration, which basically when he does return, when he does show his face in the place, you're going to be mad, but you're going to be so happy to see him that it's going to dull the madness. I know how that is, too. But it also talks about a need to have more fun. And maybe that's what he's doing, just, you know, relaxing and maxing and knowing that you're at home. You're going to be there when he gets back. I see you when I see you. Ain't nothing going on. My charger was left behind somewhere. I couldn't find it, that kind of stuff. You know how to be talking about all that crazy.
Yeah, that's what he said, we need to do more stuff,
okay.
More stuff, you know, and he wanted to go out more, so he did tell me that Sunday when he talked to me.
Okay, well, wonderful, honey, but let's hope he ain't saying that just to make you feel good while he having too much fun with somebody else. I'm just saying. Hello? Anyway, you got the Eight of Fire, girl. I'm just messing with you. We just going to wish for the best, babe. Eight of Fire, which talks about events moving at a fast pace, delays are over, many things happening at once. So this is your right now card. So just, you know, he's all wrapped up, tied up with his family. And, you know, he talked to you Sunday. He figured, well, she did hear from me. You know, some men ain't into communication, you know, like they should be. So he figured, okay, I've already talked to her. She know I'm with my family. She know I'm cool, this, that, and the other. See, they assume stuff, but they shouldn't do that. But anyway, honey, just a lot of stuff going on where he is right now that he ain't got time to talk to you, which ain't no excuse, but he ain't worried about you because you at home waiting on him, girl. It's okay. You also got the renewal card, which is the future card. It's talking about review and evaluate, a favorable assessment of the facts, time to move in a new direction. Okay, now he's never did this before, which is a cause of alarm, okay? So since you guys are going through this, this is like something else that you're going through. This is going to be a lesson for him because I know you ain't going to let it slide. You're going to call him this, that, and the other, and you're going to say this, and you're going to say that, and he's going to say, baby, I'm sorry, I just wasn't thinking this, that, and the other. So this is like a new area that you guys have embarked upon. Y'all going to get through it. Y'all going to move in a different direction. He's going to see how much you really care because he got you over here worried like nobody's business, but just renewal. It's time for you guys to renew your relationship, commitment, you know, put stuff on the table. He needs to reassure you that, look, I messed up by not calling you, okay? I wasn't doing nothing. I was hanging out with my cousin, Bubba, this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? So this is a new phase for you guys. So you guys are going to learn and grow from this experience, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
It's going to be okay, boo. You know you love him. It ain't like you're going to get rid of him. I mean, you've been dealing with him for 3 years. So just, you know, take this as a lesson. Stand your ground. Speak your peace. And then go on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
It's going to be okay, baby. And just pray. You know what I'm saying? I mean, girl, when I tell you I went through this very same thing and this fool gonna tell me, well, I thought I told you. If you told me, why am I blowing your phone up?
Yeah.
You know, they can be such liars, but, you know, whatever. But you're gonna be okay. You're gonna get through this. And I mean, when is he expected back?
I don't know, but he missed 2 days of work, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Oh my God. You know what? Let me employ Miss Perpy. This is my pendulum. We gonna ask to be on this side of the grass or what? Hold on, child. Let me see. Miss Perpy, is this man still in the land of the living? Is he alive? Uh Okay, I got yes. Let me ask her, do you have anything to worry about? That's a sensible question. Miss Perpy, does my Facebook friend have anything to worry about? Is there a reason to worry about her partner? I got no. So he's alive, and there's nothing for you to worry about. That is what I'm being told. Now, that's for today, honey. He's getting hit by a car tomorrow. So, I mean, I'm just saying, he's alive right now, and there's nothing for you to worry about. I'm just saying, there's nothing to worry about.
Okay. I try not to stress.
Okay. Girl, look, put you on some music and shake the blues off, honey. I'm telling you, they have us all wrapped up and tied up, but most times it ain't nothing to worry about, for real, for real. They just on another thing.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling me, Facebook friend.
Good to hear your voice and give me some good advice.
Okay. And listen, if you need somebody to kick him in the head verbally, send them my way. I shall.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, y'all. That was our first caller of the show, which is called, what is this called? Oh, Angel Card Speak. Now, this person is stressed out because her 3-year relationship has hit a snag. I would say it has hit a snag, honey. You go missing for 2, 3, 4 days and answering your phone, there's a snag there. And like I said, I have went through this before, and things did improve. So let me tell y'all something about men, women, folks. Sometimes we as women, we think more in advance than men do. Oh, they think it's no big deal. Well, you know, you can think more about the relationship than them. And in my experience, this person did not, you know, he's used to being single, and I guess, you know, he didn't see our relationship in the same light that I saw it in. Okay, I bet you he see it now, but what I'm saying is it's like it's no big deal. I took off for a couple of days, went and made a run, I'm back now, this, that, and the other, yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't do that. Not with me, you don't. Excuse you, try it again. You might as well keep rolling, okay? You got away with it the first time. There will not be a second time. I don't play that, all right? We're in a relationship. We are in a committed relationship, and you gonna tell me that you thought it was okay to disappear for 2 days? No, it wasn't okay, especially not contacting me. So, yes, honey, we live and we learn. We live and we learn. But anyway, honey, but yes, that was, oh my goodness, that was a year ago. Hello? A whole year ago. So we way past that. Things are improved. He has learned to communicate. I guess he ain't never been in a real relationship before, honey. I don't know. Or I'll say a meaningful one where the other person truly did care about him. You know, some folks aren't used to having something good in their life to the point that they treat everything the same. Well, you can't treat this thing like you treated that other thing. I'm just saying, not me. But anywho, y'all, it is, it's 12:53. I'm going to have to cut this show short because I'm due back on my work site at exactly 1 o'clock, and I want to make sure that I log on so I can get all of my coins. Hello. But anyway, y'all, this has been a great show. This is the type of show I have always envisioned. Folks coming up in here getting their cards read and then me giving some insight and some advice, making them laugh in the midst of their stress and confusion and pain and all that jazz. So today was a perfect show, y'all. I'm going to do one more pull before I go, and that's just to wrap the show up. We're going to hear from our angels. I'm pulling from the daily guidance from the angels card. Okay, daily guidance from the angels. And guys, listen, as long as your relationship is worth saving and worth working out, then I say do it. I mean, I used to be quick to say, no, it's over. Nope. You got the wrong one, baby. But then I realized, you know, people grow into relationships at different rates. And see, when I go into a relationship, I'm in it to win it. So I go in as if this is long term. I go in as if you are the one. Hello, I don't play when it comes to my relationship. But I had to realize and understand that you cannot rush love. You cannot rush happening. You just can't rush. So if that person is halfway decent and you feel like they're working with, okay, then you work with it. But don't be no fool for nobody, honey. Nobody. All right. Okay, so the final pull. And what I'm going to leave you guys with is the heart chakra card. It says, love is the heart of the matter. Your heart is the center within your physical being, attuned most to love. It's safe for you to love and be loved with an open heart as we stand by with perfect protection and guidance. Honey, it's okay to love. You just got to ask your angels, look, if he tripping, show me he tripping. If he dipping, show me he dipping. Hello, it's okay for you to reach out and ask for answers. You will get them either in a dream or a real life happening. Honey, ask for what you need from the angels. You got to do that. They're there and waiting for your request so that they can assist you. Y'all, so much y'all believe in miracles, honey. Angels are miraculous beings who answer our prayers. You also got the giving and receiving card. It talks about the entire universe operates in cycles similar to your inhalations and exhalations. When you only exhale, give, or only inhale, receive, you become out of rhythm with the universe. For optimal health, energy, and replenishment, balance each inhalation in your life with an exhalation. That means, honey, give as well as receive. If you're giving, 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 and not receiving, 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 you got to stop giving, giving, giving so much, all right? So that was that card. I'm out of breath. That was the right now card. Your future card, our future card, hello, is there's nothing to worry about. Hello, there is nothing to worry about, which caps the show. It says you are safe and this situation is under perfect control of divine providence and universal order. Only infuse loving thoughts and emotions into the situation to ensure that the highest possible outcome flows effortlessly to and through you. Honey, there is nothing to worry about. Stay positive. If you are worried, give that worry to God and keep it moving. All right, there is nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. Everything, everything, everything works in its own divine timing. Thing works as it should, when it should, how it should. Believe that or not, it really does. Anyway, y'all, I'm going to get ready to get out of here. I got 2 minutes to log on to my work site. Peace, love, and light, y'all. If y'all would like to leave a donation, if y'all would like to get more in-depth readings, if you need a one-on-one with me, a non-rushed one-on-one, make sure you click on that link, www.straighttalkwiththeredhawk.com. Peace, y'all. Love y'all. Bye.